Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and you are listening to Thriving Thursday. Now, today we're going to talk about why you must dream big, why you should never settle, why you shouldn't think small. And even if you have to start small, it doesn't mean that you have to think small, because we have to work up to where we want to be. We have to put forth the effort, but you have to have a focus or a vision as to where you're headed and what this is all about. Not only that, when it comes to dreaming big, this is also about pushing your business to the next level. So on this Thriving Thursday, you're going to find that something so simple as allowing yourself to think big, how that simple act can actually help you to boost your business as well as boosting your life. But Thriving Thursday is all about getting your business to that next level. So I'm going to give you three strategies or three reasons why you want to dream big, why you absolutely must dream big. First of all, this is nothing new. So the first thing I want you to consider, and I'll probably give you four now that I think about it. The first thing I want you to consider is that what you think about, you bring about. And that's not new. You may have heard that saying before. So if you visualize something, if you think bigger, then eventually things are going to fall into place for you. Now, that does not mean that you don't have to put forth the effort. It doesn't mean that you don't have to do the work, because without action, nothing is going to happen. So the real first point, and I guess we'll call that the bonus, the real first point I want to share with you is that if you dream big, if you make yourself dream bigger, whatever you're thinking now, whatever level you're thinking on now, push yourself to think to the next level, because it helps you find solutions to your challenges. You get pointed in the right direction almost instinctively when you start to dream big. I can remember the very first time I set a goal to earn six figures, and this was, 15 years ago, I'm guessing, and or longer. Actually, that was way more than 15 years ago. Man, I really lost track of time here. So that was more like 25 years ago. So when I first set that goal, I realized at some point, I'd never done it, of course, and I had never actually made over $50,000. Okay, I had never made over 40. And so I set the goal based on a suggestion from my mentor. And the question that he asked me was, is this something that you can see yourself doing? And I said, well, I never thought about it. And he said, well, put some thought into it. He said, now I suggest that you go for 100,000, that you go for your first six figures. He said, but if you can't see it, if you can't dream it, then it's a waste of time. Nothing is going to happen on your end. So when I started to actually buy into this, and I started to see myself and dreaming about this $100,000 year, making that goal happen within a 12-month period. And as I said, this is 20 plus years ago. It's been a while. So, and I started to dream about that. We're talking about my first six figures. Okay. The thing is that all of a sudden, I started to come up with amazing ideas for creating that money, or I should say attracting that money, amazing ideas for taking certain actions and putting together certain projects that would allow that money to show up. And it was amazing how that happened, because prior to me thinking on that level, I never thought about any of these projects. I never thought about doing some of the things that I did to get to my first six figures. So it helps you find solutions to challenges. And my challenge at that time was, because I was out of the military and hadn't been out that long, and my challenge at that time was actually making enough money to cover my bills, because things were very different during that time. There are a lot of great resources out there for veterans today, or a lot more, I should say, compared to what there was during that time. So the point is that the challenge I was having was making sure that I paid my bills on time and, of course, getting caught up on my payments on a card that I was behind on making payments. So this thinking, and even though I had some financial challenges going on, I still allowed myself to dream big, to think big. I didn't pay attention to the reality of what was going on at that point in time. And so because I didn't, really see, one thing about reality is you already know what your reality is. So you don't have to keep playing that over and over again because it's your reality. So the object of the game is to see beyond that reality. And so when you dream big, you're going to see beyond the reality. You're going to start to see what's possible. And when you can see what's possible, then you're going to find some amazing solutions and you'll be pointed in the right directions. And all of a sudden I started to meet some of the right people who bought into my dream and who could refer me to other people, and the list goes on and on. So the very first point that I want you to remember is that the reason why you must dream big is that it helps you to find solutions to challenges and points you in the right direction. The second point is that it inspires you to stay focused. Now, I love to have fun just as much as the next person, but the more you can focus on the bigger, better dreams for you, the more you will stay focused. It becomes a part of you, and eventually it becomes who you are. As I said in the beginning, when I gave you the bonus point, what you think about, you bring about, and you bring it about because eventually you're going to become that. And if you're having a difficult time buying into that, think about it from a spiritual standpoint. You know, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So when you start to dream big and you don't doubt, you don't settle, you don't think that it isn't for you, you don't poke holes in your confidence and lower your deserve level because you don't think it's going to happen, but you stay the course and you stick with that big dream, then you're going to be inspired to stay focused because all of a sudden this is who you are becoming because you're reinforcing this over and over again. So, you know, and here's the thing. I had a friend tell me, and this was years ago, she said, you know, this is like you're brainwashing yourself. And I said, you're being brainwashed anyway, because of the things we watch on television. If we believe TV, it tells us that, well, first of all, we're all going to hell in a handbasket. Can we all fit in a handbasket? I'm just saying. But it makes you think that everything is so bad. Okay. And I'm not saying that we don't have our challenges in society today. However, the point is it keeps you focused on the problem instead of having the bigger, better dream where you focus on something that can make things better and create a new reality. So the thing is that it will, when you dream big, it inspires you to stay focused. The third and final point that I have for you is that you will start to raise your game. It's almost like you're going to raise your game whether you want to or not, because you're going to realize where you need to improve. You're also going to realize that, wait a minute, if I want to have more, I have to be more. Notice I didn't say do more. It's a given that you're going to have to take some action, but you have to be more. See, whatever it is you become, that's what you're going to bring into your life. That's what your lifestyle is going to be like. That's what you're going to have. So make these decisions that you are going to have the things that you say that you want. You are going to dream big. And when it isn't working out the way you think it should, or in the time frame that you think it should work out, in which you think it should work out, then you know what? Then guess what? Then start to dream big. Remind yourself of that big dream. So this is going to push you to the next level of life. It's going to push your business to the next level. And even if right now everything in your business is just so sad, so doom and gloom, so unpleasant, even if all of this is taking place right now, when you start to dream big, it's kind of like you're starting to see the sunlight. Where everything is dark, all of a sudden you see glimmers of light. And that's what dreaming big can do for you. You get to see answers. And Here's the thing, and this is kind of a bonus of a bonus, is that the beautiful part about dreaming big and why you must dream big is that when you dream big, you must step outside yourself. In other words, you can't be so self-centered to the point where you don't realize that in order for you to get what you want, you have to help other people, that you have to come up with something that others want, that you have to create something of value, that you have to, no matter whether it's in the under the category of entertainment, whether it is education, it doesn't matter. You must go to another level in order to create something or to, I should say, build something from what already exists. You have to go to that next level. You have to step outside yourself. People who struggle in business, it's because they have created a very small circle, and their circle, it's way too small for them to get to the level that they need to get to. And as a result, that's where they're confronted with lots of challenges that they feel like they can't overcome. But when you think big and you dream big and you dream as big as you can possibly dream, all of a sudden, ideas that you didn't even think existed, they start to come to the forefront. Why? Because you are giving your higher self permission to allow this to come to the forefront. And if you think that's corny or silly or not true, think about this. People who, have you ever talked to someone and you're trying to be the voice of reason and you're trying to reason with them and you're saying, hey, you know what? If you do XYZ, this is not, you're not going to get the outcome that you want. This is not going to work out well for you. And no matter what you say, their mind becomes so closed to it, they do it anyway, and they get the results that they don't want, or the opposite of what they want. The results just don't work out in their favor. So what you were constantly saying to them was correct, but because they had a closed mind, they couldn't embrace it, they couldn't see the idea, they couldn't grab a hold of it to the point where they could get the results that they were truly after. So it's the same thing when it comes to how we think. When we refuse to dream big, what we're saying is, if there's something better out there, or if there's something more, or if there's some amazing solutions out there for me, I don't want them. I am not open to them yet. So please don't bring them to me. And that's going to be honored, whether it's good for you or not. So when it comes to dreaming big, if you want your business to go to the next level, look at where you are right now today and write down another level. Think about it. What other level could you possibly go to that would cause your business to expand? And if you're sitting there thinking, well, you know, I'm at like level zero, then stop thinking like that, because you're never at level zero in business. Level zero in business is like a brand new person who has just made a decision that they're going to start a business. Okay, so if that's you, then yeah, you're at level zero. But if that's not you, and you say, well, you don't know where I am in my business and things just aren't working, understand this, you're not at level zero. Why? Because you were in business, you reached a certain level, you just didn't go any farther. And because you didn't go any further in that business, that does not mean that you're going backwards or you're going to level zero, because you're taking with you some amazing knowledge. Now, all you have to do is open your mind and start dreaming bigger. When you start to dream bigger, you're going to get more of what you're after. You're going to get more of what you want. Hey, listen, you guys, that's all I have for you on Designing Your Life today on this Thriving Thursday. And guess what? We're going to be back tomorrow with Free for All Friday. We're going to have some more financial information, or I should say more wealth information, to help you boost your bottom line. Enjoy this Thriving Thursday and do life with power.